We absolutely support the standardisation of packaging alongside Southampton City Council Public Health Team, who welcome the standardised packaging as well. I think the evidence kind of suggests that there is a reduced uptake in smoking through standardised packaging, so there's already been a programme that's kind of happened in Australia. One of the interesting things about that is that it's really affected uptake of smoking, particularly in young people. And so this whole thing about branding is really important, and the fact that the cigarette package is an extension of the brand. And so every time somebody takes out their cigarette pack, it is a marketing tool. And I think standardised packaging reduces that for people. And so uptake of smoking, particularly in young people, potentially is reduced.
Obviously, we're used to seeing the health warnings on cigarette packages, which have been around for a while now, but I understand these are going to be more prominent, perhaps a little bit larger. Do you think having those health messages does make a difference to people who, you know, are trying to quit or are thinking about quitting, and seeing those sort of prominently on the packet?
Yeah, I think that in general, health messages come out in lots of different forms, and it's always good to be reminding people of those health issues that are kind of related to smoking. I think one of the things that we're really keen to kind of support people around is how they stop smoking and finding the right time for them to be doing that. And if that is a health message that prompts them to think about stopping smoking, then that's kind of really positive. Whether or not that's a lifestyle change or something else that has happened in their life that prompts them to stop smoking, then that's also important. Accessing our quit smoking service is free, and it's confidential, and it's easy, and we offer a range of behavioural support to enable people to do that.
I mean, you talked about the fact that this has already happened in Australia, but in terms of Europe, I guess Britain are kind of leading the way with this, aren't they?
Yeah, so Britain, France and Ireland are very much kind of leading the charge on standardised packaging in the EU. I think there's some evidence base from Australia about what has worked and what hasn't worked. I think some of that has been taken on board. It'll be really interesting what happens over the next 12 months in terms of how that standardised packaging looks, and also how that affects smoking behaviour.
And obviously the big tobacco companies, they've already been in the High Court trying to get this stopped. I know that at least one of them is planning to appeal the decision. Does it worry you that you've got these big companies, and let's face it, some of them are huge, who are planning to appeal against this?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. I think Public Health England have got a really clear line on this. I think there's some experiences from other countries that have shown how this works and how it doesn't work. I think for us as an organisation, we're about helping people stop and stay stopped. I think tobacco control is a really interesting and complex issue, and actually is part of the story around helping people to quit. But it's not the whole story, it's just part of the story. I think for us as a smoking cessation organisation, we're really about supporting behaviour change. We're really about helping people to quit and stay stopped, and doing that through evidence-based programmes of behaviour change.